Thief! Thief! Piggy screamed.
Ralph, mind me!
Jack made a rush and stabbed at Ralph's chest with his spear. Ralph sensed the position of the weapon from the glimpse he caught of Jack's arm and put the thrust aside with his own butt. Then he brought the end round and caught Jack a stinger across the ear. They were chest to chest, breathing fiercely, pushing and glaring.
Who's a thief?
You are!
Jack wrenched free and swung at Ralph with his spear. By common consent, they were using the spears as sabers now, no longer daring the lethal points. The blow struck Ralph's spear and slid down, to fall agonizingly on his fingers. Then they were apart once more, their positions reversed, Jack toward the castle rock, and Ralph on the outside toward the island. Both boys were breathing very heavily.
Come on, then!
Come on!
Truculently, they squared up to each other, but kept just out of fighting distance.
You come on and see what you get!
You come on!
Piggy, clutching the ground, was trying to attract Ralph's attention. Ralph moved, bent down, kept a wary eye on Jack.
Ralph, remember what we came for. The fire. My specs.
Ralph nodded. He relaxed his fighting muscles, stood easily, and grounded the butt of a spear. Jack watched him inscrutably through his paint. Ralph glanced up at the pinnacles, then toward the group of savages.
Listen, we've come to say this. First, you've got to give back Piggy's specs. If he hasn't got them, he can't see. You aren't playing the game.
The tribe of painted savages giggled, and Ralph's mind faltered. He pushed his hair up and gazed at the green and black.